there, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to our interview for this week. It is all about aging in place is our topic, and our guest this week is Alicia Hazlett, and she's the Director of Strategy with Innovate LTC, a firm that works to accelerate innovative products, services, and technologies to improve both quality of care and life to the 50-plus population, age 50-plus population. Alicia works with healthcare providers and entrepreneurs to provide the platform for research, consumer validation, and testing of innovative solutions. And their mission is to be a catalyst in transforming the expectations and experience of care spectrum. Welcome to our interview, Alicia.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I'm pleased you're here. So, you know, one of the terms that has come up for this generation of people who are in the 50-plus category, which I'm part of, is this idea of aging in place. So can you tell us kind of what that means and why has that grown in popularity for this age group?
Sure, sure. You know, our company likes to use the phrase thriving in place. Really, okay. It's about how can we engage our communities, our family members, our caregivers, and our loved ones in our communities, and how can we sustain our life, and what does quality of life mean to us as we age in our home?
So the idea, it's really about being able to stay in your home then, is that the biggest piece of it?
I do, and I think the industry, more so the industry has coined that phrase aging in place because from the healthcare perspective, it costs our healthcare system a lot less money for us if we have a chronic disease or any sort of ailments, for us to stay in our homes and take care of ourselves in our homes in this most safe and healthy way. But I think from a consumer perspective, it's really what we're doing every day. It's watching our diet. It's how do our homes interface with us? How do they, make sure that we're living safely and that our moms and grandmothers and grandfathers and grandparents, their homes are assisting us in keeping us safe from falls, ensuring that we have medications that are available to us and they're not, past due and they're not expired, and all of those components that help us thrive at home. So.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you just made the point that it's a lot less expensive for us to stay in our homes as we get older and to take care of, like you said, chronic illnesses. I had never really thought about that because people sometimes make it sound like it's expensive to stay in your home versus to, say, be in a retirement community or an assisted living community or a nursing facility. So that's actually a really good point to make, that you're way better off, I would think, what you mentioned cost-wise, but I would guess that you're way better off being able to stay in your home, too, for the idea of not contracting another illness by being in the hospital or something along those lines as well. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, exactly. And I think that we work with entrepreneurs who see this opportunity of, you know, when they've cared for a loved one or their mother and they've seen the painful things that can happen from going into a hospital or nursing home, the depression that comes along with that, the terrible food choices, the misunderstandings in of caregiving and caregiver management and medication. So it is nobody wants to go live in a nursing home. I mean, that's our reality today. Nobody wants to go to the hospital. It's not our optimal place. It's out of our network. It's not how we want to be. We want to continue to live in our communities and our homes that we've been in for 20-plus years. And so this aging in place, phrase is really just how do we sustain that and how do we continue that? And so when we work with these entrepreneurs, we've seen so many exciting technologies that have come out of these problems and pain points that family members have come across in our healthcare system. So it's connecting them back, connecting these entrepreneurs back to, how could I have better helped my mother? Well, maybe if I developed a new application that reminded her to take her medication, but also, let me know that she did take her medication so I don't have to worry as a caregiver. And so a lot of these technologies are relieving caregiver burden. They're preventing rehospitalizations. and they're keeping our loved ones home and safe. So when you think you see these sensor technologies in the home, you know, that way I know if my mother or father may have fallen or for some reason stopped taking a specific medication that I know is helping her, you know, her diabetes or her COPD or some other ailment that she or he may have. So it's an emerging phenomenon in obviously our healthcare system likes this phenomenon of keeping people in their homes as long as they can. So, you know, I don't really like the term aging in place. It sounds kind of, it just doesn't sound very fun. So that's why we like to use the term thriving in place. You know, how do we make our lives better and sustain what our quality of life is to ourselves?
Right. Well, and you bring up another good point about, you know, you not liking the term aging in place because is there a stigma? Well, I think there's a stigma in society in general about getting older, but I think, too, that, you know, folks in kind of the end of the baby boomers and into the Generation Xers, this idea of, you know, getting older is kind of something we kind of push under the rug, and I think we kind of almost sometimes feel like we're immortal. But is the stigma on aging, is that kind of part of this idea of not wanting to move to a retirement center and wanting to remain in our homes and, as you say, thrive in place and just keep, you know, basically just keep living our normal lives?
Absolutely. You know, you think about all the wearable technologies out there. You know, I have my Jawbone that I picked up at Best Buy that monitors my steps and my sleep. And that is an aging in place phenomenon to me. This is something that's keeping me healthy as I sit behind my desk and work all day. I'll take a look at my Jawbone and upload it to my phone and see that, oh, you know what, I have not moved today. I have not gotten my exercise in. And I think that doesn't mean that I'm necessarily concerned about, well, we're all concerned about aging, but my quality of life, I need to make sure I'm moving and taking care of my body so 30 years from now, you know, I'm not going to regret that. So technologies are bridging those gaps. So, you know, now my mother has a Jawbone, and my mother suffers from a chronic disease, and so we're on a team together. And she and I can tell her, Mom, you need to get up and walk today. You know, you haven't been moving. So let's continue to get active together. And so these technologies are connecting families in a very in a fun way, too. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything that is sort of depressing or I'm constantly calling my mom, you know, have you done this or why aren't you moving today? I know my mom's being active and I can kind of nudge her and give her, you know, a smiley face and say, good job today. You got 20 steps in. That's incredible. So, and she can do the same to me.
Right, which, like you said, makes it more like a team effort as opposed to, say, a caregiving child, adult child, feeling like they're having to be on their parents all the time to do what they're supposed to be doing. That's cool. So tell me a little bit more about Innovate LTC and kind of what the relation, you said working with entrepreneurs, but give us a little bit more information about the relationship there and what you all do exactly.
Of course. So Louisville, Kentucky is the headquarters of the largest cluster of aging care corporations in the world. Innovate LTC was developed based on this beautiful ecosystem that we have here. We have Humana, we have Kindred, we have Signature Healthcare, Trilogy Healthcare, Atria, PharMerica. We have all these great corporations and thought leaders in our space looking at that care continuum post-hospital. And it was a really natural occurrence that all of this happened. So what better place than to bring an accelerator that works with startup communities to place some new innovations in these healthcare systems in our backyard and continue to push the envelope. And you know, the old nursing home model, the old assisted living home model doesn't have to be the same today. You know, the consumers in those beds today aren't the consumers in those beds tomorrow. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the boomers with their Jawbones and their wearable technologies and their sensors that are, you know, they want to be more engaged and excited about, okay, you know, I may have had a setback or something may have happened to me, but I'm going to expect that there's going to be innovative technologies and I'm going to expect the best care and quality of care I can get. So it's been wonderful to work with all these providers in our backyard to say, you know, we found this great new technology that enables care coordination to be much smoother. So if we have a loved one that goes in and out of a nursing home due to a knee replacement or some mm-hmm. other problem, that it's smoother and the families can be more engaged, and we can see that, you know, our loved ones are getting the proper care that they need without burdening the caregivers or the CNAs or the nurses. So there's mm-hmm. there's a lot of exciting opportunities out there for this, and I'm proud to be a part of it. So, you know, Innovate travels the country, and we get calls from all over the world on, you know, asking us about new technologies that maybe would work in some of these facility settings. And so we test them. We have a great test bed in our backyard. So Louisville is poised in a really, really unique way to test the best, most innovative solutions and really scale them to the market. So that's what we do.
That's really cool. Can you tell us about, like, one, just give us an example of one, you know, product or invention that's come out that you're really excited about?
Sure. There's one technology that we just released a white paper research study on it, and we tested it in I think 55 facilities, and it's called BAM mats. And these mats actually have sensors inside. So if a patient or a resident cannot move, is not mobile for whatever reason, this mattress will actually move the resident so they don't acquire any pressure ulcers, which is a very big problem in the facility. So this technology came straight out of Southern California and hadn't really been adopted, but was a great, a couple of gentlemen, actually former executives from Apple, created this. And just out of a pain point, just like I said, it's a lot of these things are a pain point that they've witnessed something from somebody they love, so they developed, you know, something in this industry which probably they never thought they would have been in before. And so these mats actually can buzz a nurse and say, you know, Mr. Smith needs to be moved, his body position or his respiratory rate has dropped, we need to go check on him. And the results were astounding and actually reduced pressure ulcers, acquired pressure ulcers in a facility by over 86%.
Wow.
And if you can imagine how wonderful that is for those nurses and CNAs who work so hard, And the family members worry, and they know that their loved one's been taken care of. They can actually monitor that and say, you know, okay, while my mom, you know, or dad is not mobile today, but we're keeping her moving, we're keeping her circulation, we're monitoring her, all of her biometrics, her blood pressure, her respiratory rate. So if there is a problem, we're going to catch it early, mm-hmm. and we're going to prevent, hopefully, any catastrophic events that could happen. And that's exactly what happened. It's been really exciting to watch that. So a large provider here in Louisville, Kentucky, has just bought over 400 of those mats to deploy all throughout the state of Kentucky. We're really proud of that technology. It's saving lives. It's improving quality of life. It's reducing pressure ulcers, which can really cause so much pain to those mm-hmm. residents. And family members and caregivers. So that's one really exciting one we're working with. I'll share another on the other side. There's a really interesting technology that we're also working with that is enabling residents to actually have some bedside communications and remain social and connected if they are in a facility setting. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. been really exciting. So this, what we call sort of this bedside entertainment, if you're not mobile, you can get on Facebook. You can look at your activities, what your neighbors are doing in the facility or in the nursing home just down the street. So it's keeping the residents safe. They're not open, but keeping them safe and engaged beyond the typical activities of bingo or other things. So and there's cognitive games on this. So they're keeping their cognitive function high. We're decreasing depression and other problems. So there's so many really interesting technologies out there. And this one's actually out of out of London. So we're seeing them from all around the country. So that's another exciting group that we are working with today.
Wow, that really is exciting. And like you said, it would be a really fun job to have to see all this new technology coming in to help folks that, you know, we will all become older, and it'll be great to be able to have all this neat stuff in place as we all age. So, Alicia, I really appreciate it so much, you being here and being our guest this week on our interview.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And we're excited to share, you know, all these talented entrepreneurs, all their inventions and their hard work out to the world. So we'll continue to do that, and stay tuned for more. We've got a lot of things coming out.
Great. And Kentucky Living Health Club members, I will be back with you for our final interview next week.